Only the United States could do this, General Kane details daring Maduro capture in Venezuela. By Jasmine Jordan on January 3, 2026. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Dan Reyes and Kane on Saturday provided the most detailed account to date of the United States military operation that led to the apprehension of Venezuelan dictator Nicolás Maduro and his wife. Describing an extraordinarily complex mission executed with exacting coordination, global reach, and zero American casualties. Following President Donald Trump's address to the nation regarding Maduro's capture, Chairman Dan Kane delivered a detailed briefing on Operation Absolute Resolve, characterizing it as an audacious operation that only the United States could do. Last night, on the order of the President of the United States and in support of a request from the Department of Justice, the United States military conducted an apprehension mission in Caracas, Venezuela, to bring to justice two indicted persons, Nicolás and Cilia Maduro, Kane began. The mission was designed to enforce indictments issued in the Southern District of New York, where U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced charges against the socialist leader and his wife, including narco-terrorism conspiracy, cocaine importation conspiracy, and possession of machine guns and destructive devices. Kane explained the mission's scope and scale, calling it discreet, precise, and conducted during the darkest hours of January 2, following months of planning and rehearsal. This particular mission required every component of our joint force with soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines and Guardians, working in unison with our intelligence agency partners and law enforcement teammates, he said. The force was activated after a combination of weather conditions and intelligence cues met the necessary conditions. In early December, our force was set pending a series of aligned events. Through Christmas and New Year's, the men and women of the United States military sat ready, patiently waiting for the right triggers to be met and the president to order us into action. A key factor in the timing, Kay noted, was choosing the right day to minimize the potential for civilian harm and maximize the element of surprise and minimize the harm to the indicted personnel. So, as the president said, they could be brought to justice. Kane explained the operation was based on comprehensive intelligence. We leveraged our unmatched intelligence capabilities and our years of experience in hunting terrorists. We watched, we waited, we prepared. The mission involved support from the Central Intelligence Agency, the National Security Agency, and the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. According to Kane, intelligence teams even tracked what Maduro wore, what he ate, and the locations of his pets to build a full behavioral profile. Once greenlit, the operation moved swiftly. At 10:46 p.m. Eastern Time, the president ordered the United States military to move forward with this mission. He said to us, "And we appreciate it, Mr. President. Good luck and Godspeed." More than 150 aircraft launched from over 20 bases across the Western Hemisphere. Bombers, fighters, intelligence, reconnaissance, surveillance, rotary wing were in the air. Our youngest crew member was 20, and our oldest was 49. Helicopters carrying the apprehension force flew at just 100 feet above water, escorted by aircraft including F-22s, F-35s, F-18s, B-1 bombers, EA-18s, and remotely piloted drones. As they approached Caracas, the air component dismantled Venezuelan air defenses to ensure the safety of the force. Arriving at Maduro's compound at 2:01 a.m. local time, the force was fired upon and responded in self-defense. One of our aircraft was hit, but remained flyable, Kane confirmed. This mission was meticulously planned, drawing lessons from decades of missions over the last many years, stated Kane. Those in the air over Caracas last night were willing to give their lives for those on the ground and in the helicopters. The operation unfolded with no U.S. casualties and no equipment lost, according to President Trump. Explosions had been reported across Caracas prior to the raid, including at Fuerte Tayuna, believed to house Maduro's bunker. This was a powerful demonstration of America's joint force, Kane said. Our jobs are to integrate combat power so when the order comes, we can deliver overwhelming force against any foe anywhere in the world. Chairman Kane concluded his remarks with a tribute to the mission's personnel. I am immensely proud today of our joint force and filled with gratitude to represent them here today. There is simply no mission too difficult for these incredible professionals and the families that stand by them. Their courage and tireless commitment to our nation are what makes us strong.